We will move now in knowing the limited amount of time to House Bill 1250. I have an amendment for the committee as I'm going to refresh the committee's memory on this bill. Started out as an act to revise certain distance restrictions related to hunting from public right-of-ways near certain farmsteads. Later in the committee process, the bill was a hog house amendment was brought before us in terms of whether it's a good idea to shoot mallard ducks on preserves. That left the committee in a very emotional and broad-ranging discussion of hunting and landowner rights across the state of South Dakota. After the committee, I met with Representative Duenwald and Senator Dennert, the sponsors of the original public right-of-way safety posting bill, and worked out an amendment. That amendment is before me. It has occurred to me that perhaps it's not fair to totally hoghouse the bill, and as chairman, I would take the unusual move of suggesting to the committee that we adopt the position of this particular amendment on landowners' rights and posting and public right-of-way, and also adopt an amendment for mallard ducks as presented to us in the hoghouse amendment, and take both of them to the floor, knowing that we will divide the question on the floor. Would anyone on the committee have objections to that approach? And I will explain the amendment if I can. Basically, the present law allows 660 feet from a dwelling. Of course, the problem is that a dwelling may be on the road or a dwelling may be further away from the road. In sort of a triangle method, lines are drawn to the right of way in the road to determine what would be the area of illegal hunting. If it's posted, it would be a loss of hunting license privileges for up to 3 years, I believe. The Duenwald-Dennert bill allowed structures to be placed on the property and that the right of way or the restrictive nature be extended to those structures. What the compromise would do would to keep in place the current law allowing the triangle lines to be drawn from the dwelling, or an option for a landowner to mark off 1,500 feet in front of their property any place they choose along the highway or roadway, and it must be posted if they take that option, so that if they had a mailbox on one side and a driveway 600 feet away and a dwelling far back on their property, they'd still have the right to go out there and protect their children and their grandchildren and their workers from being in danger of being shot at by setting off that 1,500 feet and posting it. And that's basically what the amendment does.
Madam Chair, I don't have the amendment. I happen to get a copy quite late. But the 1,500 feet that you're discussing, I didn't find it yet in the amendment. Is it in there?
Yes, I'm sorry that there weren't copies distributed.
I can't find it.
I can certainly read it. No person except the adjoining landowner or any person receiving written permission from the adjoining landowner may use the highway or other public rights of way within the state that meet the requirements of SDCL 41-9-1.3 for the purpose of hunting defined in this title within 1,000 feet of an occupied dwelling or within a restricted area up to 1,325 feet in length, immediately adjacent and lateral to an occupied dwelling, provided some portion of the restricted area is it within 660 feet of the occupied dwelling, and the restricted area has been clearly and accurately marked and posted as a restricted area. In the event that this restricted area is marked and posted, the provisions of subsection 1 have no application. And then it goes on to talk about the violation of this section as a Class 2 misdemeanor. If any person is convicted of knowingly discharging a firearm within 1,000 feet of an occupied dwelling at a time when the restricted area referenced in subsection 2 has not been marked and posted, and the 1,000-foot distance has been clearly and accurately marked and posted, the court shall, in addition, revoke the person's hunting privilege for a period of 1 year from the date of conviction. This is not the amendment that we agreed on, is it? The one I'm reading right now. Is Secretary Cooper in the room?
Yes, he is.
This is the amendment that we, the two alternatives we discussed were obvious what's in this amendment.
Why don't you come up so we can hear you?
The distance of 1,500 feet.
Okay.
If it was 1,000 or 1,320.
Okay. And I stand in error and correct it. It's 1,000 and...
1,320 feet, which would be double the 660 for the linear foot alternative.
Okay. But the concept still stands that it would be marked along the highway.
Yes.
And so it would be 1,320 feet.
Double, yes, 660 each side, allowed, and allowed to be allowed to move that 660, whatever the safety zone requirements would be.
Thank you. And Senator Dennard, are you in the room? 1,320 feet is the agreed-upon amendment. Is that correct?
As I remember, that's right. The markings have to be posted in the front edge of 1,320.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman?
But yes.
It sounds, just from your reading, that we were also incorporating the language that we had previously considered.
Yes, it would be an alternative for the landowner. They could choose one or the other. But if they chose the latter, it must be posted.
And are dwellings, the dwellings in every case referred to as occupied dwellings on the amendment?
No. Senator Dennard, they are not occupied dwellings on the amendment. They are structures. Is that correct?
No. But where are you referring to dwellings?
It's occupied. Okay. Thank you.
I'll do the best I can.
Thank you.
In the meeting that we had with Representative Duenwald and Senator Dennard, what we were trying to do was come up with something that allowed some flexibility in the safety zone. Currently, it's 660 feet from the corner of an occupied dwelling, and there are other issues too, livestock, churches, etc., but let's just deal with occupied dwellings for this set of circumstances. If the person's home, the occupied dwelling, sits quite a ways back from the road right-of-way, then the safety zone is diminished because your 660 then doesn't reach out linearly as long as it would be if the occupied dwelling would be right on the road. So the issue then became one of, well, some folks, just by virtue of the fact of where their dwelling set, are guaranteed 1,320 feet, 660 each way. But some other folks aren't. So maybe what we ought to do is to take 1,320 linear feet and allow that on a roadway, irregardless of where the home set back. In some cases, we have that situation because there are other outbuildings that maybe the hired man lives in, or some like a visitors, you know, a place where people come and spend overnight, little cabins, etc. So from our standpoint, the recommendation was made that we would do 1,320 feet, but it would have to be posted. And that 1,320 could be moved up and down as long as a portion of that was within 660, so that you didn't get clear off the map. The other issue then became one of whether or not there should be additional alternative that allowed somebody to just take a straight 1,000 feet. So that's how we arrived at that. And then we drafted this amendment presented to Chairman Everest and to Senator Dennard and to Representative Duenwald from a discussion standpoint. That's the background.
A question.
Yes, Senator Whiting.
Well, as I read this this draft amendment, alternative one, within 1,000 feet of an occupied dwelling. If the house was on the road, then it'd be 2,000 feet, 1,000 feet in each direction.
That was the I can tell you that I opposed that part of it. I said to Representative Duenwald that you do have 1,000 feet on this, and he wanted that in this. The recommendation that I made from the secretary's position was the 1,320 linear feet only. The alternative that was placed in here was redrafted at the request of both the senator and Representative Duenwald.
I could go along with the 1,320 feet. I could not go along with 1,000 feet in each direction. That's 2,000 feet.
Okay. So what... Well, we have choices before us. I would suggest taking both issues to the floor and dividing the question. But I will live with the wishes of the committee. Senator Whiting.
Well, could I suggest an amendment that we delete the first alternative? That'll never fly with this.
Okay.
I so move.
You move to?
To delete the subparagraph one of this so-called new section.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Burroughs.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Senator.
Because we don't even have the whole amendment in front of us, some do and some don't, we've got a problem here. And I can't vote with any intelligence on what the motions are when you get done, and this shouldn't be happening. If we're going to do this, and I know there's a procedural problem, because you've got two issues in one bill.
Yep.
That's a problem by the rules. If we're going to pass this to the floor, we need to have an amendment for the title, to at least have the title address it.
Well, we can always... The title amendment's the last thing we're going to...
Well, I understand
both
that.
Both procedurally and substantially at this point.
But I guess if we're going to do something, we should pass it to the floor where we can handle it, all even right. though we have a procedural problem in rules.
Well, and I agree. I think these are complicated issues, and the Hog House Amendment has made it more complicated. Technically, right before the committee at this point in time, there is a Hog House Amendment pending. Nothing else has been amended to the bill.
My amendment is pending.
Unless yours is a substitute motion.
No, I don't wish it to be a substitute motion for the Hog House.
Okay. In that case, my suggestion is to vote the Hog House up or down and move to the, and then go back to the original bill, depending if we need to go back to the original bill or not. So the Hog House Amendment before the committee is the Mallard Duck issue. I think we're all very familiar with it.
So that's a 1250.
All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The bill is amended.
Madam President, may I offer then a further amendment that we delete the subparagraph 1 that reads within 1,000 feet of an occupied dwelling or...
You got to move
that. And place the rest of the language on the bill as an amendment?
And place the rest of the language of the bill as an amendment.
Is there a second?
Madam Chair, point of order. I don't... With that amendment hasn't even been adopted yet, so...
Well, it's just being in the process of being adopted.
That's why we said and place the rest of the amendment, the rest of this amendment on the bill.
Seconded by Senator Brown. Any further committee discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. There's a further amendment to the bill. Is there any final action by the committee or other amendments?
Madam President, I would propose it be do pass as amended.
Do pass as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Brown. Any further committee discussion?
Madam Chair, there's people from out of town to testify on this bill.
I'm certain what will happen is that they'll have opportunities to talk to the committee members and the rest of the legislature. I'm glad they're here to do that lobbying work. Unfortunately, it's 10 o'clock and we need to leave this room.
Madam Chair, that is, when you have people
die, I'm sorry. Well, it's out of order. We have an amendment. We have a motion to pass as amended on House Bill 1112. 50. Any further committee discussion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say nay.
Aye.
Senator Burroughs?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
No.
Munson?
No.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons?
No.
Whitey?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Evers?
Aye. House Bill 1250 will flow to the floor, do pass as amended. All those people are here from out of town. I would suggest, yes, and a title amendment. I would move a title amendment. Is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The bill will have a title amendment as it travels to the floor. If you have traveled out of town to testify on House Bill 1250, would you please raise your hand?
There's one, two, three, four, three.
From out of town. One, two, three. Okay. Four. We will make a point of talking to you, and please make a point of talking to us.
If they want.
Thank you. Yes, and it's important to register if you want to be a proponent. We will list you as an opponent or proponent of the bill if you list your name on the register.
Madam Chair, could I ask a question?
Yep.
When will we get a draft of this bill so we know what we either voted for or against?
You will, tomorrow on the floor. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Committee adjourned.